While Doyle's appointments to the Board of Regents have been serving their terms, some have been waiting for formal approval by the Senate for a couple of years now. A handful in the GOP made the case Tuesday that the Senate should reject them altogether. Brookfield Senator Ted Canevas said the regents appointed by Doyle are too concerned with protecting the status quo, and his constituents are fed up.
I take the phone calls from the parents saying, why isn't my student getting into UW-Madison? I take the phone calls from the parents saying, why aren't these programs available in my county?
But most Republicans approved the appointments, as did all senators in the Democratic majority. Popular Democrat Bob Jauch said it was unfair to attack the Board of Regents for every problem at the university.
If there is a group in this state who have been irresponsible regarding the University of Wisconsin system, it is members of the Republican minority, and formerly the Republican majority, who used higher education in the University of Wisconsin as a punching bag.
Among the regents confirmed by the Senate was former Assembly Speaker and U.S. Ambassador Tom Loftus. The Senate also approved several appointments to other state panels, confirming former Senator Rodney Mohn and Middleton resident Marvin Friedman to serve on the state's Board of Veteran Affairs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.